Hello, everybody. Mariner here, and welcome to Net That Hole. I hope you're all right this evening. I'm not quite sure you are if you're a SAR owner, perhaps, in the last couple of minutes. I don't know if you saw what happened, Gabe, or heard what happened.
I've been on the road, moving houses, picking up my kids from school, taking them back and forth. I've seen nothing. I have no idea what's happening.
Last minute own goal.
Oh.
Well, and just to further rub the salt in your wounds, sir, a Lacazette assist in the last minute.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is a testament to your season right here, Mariner. I think that that's amazing.
Oh, dear me. I don't know. Anyway, we were meant to be joined by Nima, but he's actually got a yellow flag. So he may join us. He may not. But anyway, let's see what happens. I'm actually in the UK for once. I'm actually at my father's house in the north of England. I'm sorry if the sound quality isn't very good. But hey, at least we've got a show on. You've moved house. Are you okay? You got settled in?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that Net That Hole. Poor Nima's on an emergency hunt. I'm moving houses. You're traveling. Our models are collapsing.
Yeah, we've had some problems this week, haven't we? It's been dramatic. Anyway,
it's amazing we're here, to be honest.
It is, but anyway, we are. So should we get on with it and let's have it. What we'll do is we'll dive straight in because we're going to go straight at the mini league, which is not quite up to date because it's not updated for right now. But I do have it on the live FPL tables. So should we put it up on the screen anyway, Gabe? And let's see what's happening. You're going to do that, or shall I? Let me do it for you. I think.
Yeah, because I'm not logged in the stream
yet. Yeah, there we go. So I can't really read it because it's too small on my screen, but I think that a certain FPL Mariner is top of the Net That Hole mini league. Is that correct?
You're top of your own league. It's like it's rigged.
I can't win it, can I? Surely to God.
You can win the whole thing. Are you kidding me? You better not tell the haulers that all these haulers we're cheering for you, man. You have to represent. Go yeah, get this thing.
I'll tell you what's the ironic thing. It's ranked 69 and we're just being sponsored by Manscaped.
Yes. They're going to love you. Can't change rank. Now you have to shoot for this rank. Ranked 69. Yeah, the save your balls.
Yeah, 69. Well, there we go. The actual rank right now is I am top on 1853 points. We've got Obey Eid, second FPL Milanista on 1841. Los Polos Hermanos, Luciano Luca Rosso, third on 1840. And Brad Curry, Pfizer Chiefs, 1839, and Brad suffered very last minute tonight. So I've already been commiserating with him on Twitter. But look, I mean, it's fabulous. We've got so many very, very good ranks. I mean, I'm just looking at 10th. We've got Tim Brown in 10th place, you know, and he's on 1819. So some really amazing ranks there and scores. So, yeah, I don't think we need to spend too much time on it because – I don't want to crow about it, but I'm a bit shocked how well I'm playing. It's at the moment, I'm just, everything I touch is going right. It's just, I'm just on one of those runs.
I think you should, yeah, tell us more about that because there are very few of us that have experienced this kind of mojo.
The Lacazette example, right? You know, that was one which I just had that gut feel about. And I think sometimes, like what Late Riser said the other week, sometimes if you're on that gut feel and you start, you know, your judgment is correct. You might not be, for whatever reason, keep it going. You know, but anyway, it is what it is. And we go again. and with a free hit for me in my case. I did contemplate not free hitting, but I've decided to free hit.
Honestly, Mariner, if you're free hitting, I'm free hitting.
Should we say hello to a few people? There's a few people in.
Yeah.
Who we got?
All right, let's see. I'm going to go up to the top here. We got, so since I came in, we got Donny. Hello, Donny. He's in Ireland. Blue Danube guy. Nice to see you as usual. Buna. Buna's in the house. Robbie. Hey, we got our member, Robbie, in the house. Nice to see you. Akib, 5 a.m, but present, sir. Welcome. Good student. Robbie says, hi, number 69OR. Who else we got in here? Ray's in, yo, coming from the pub. Lacazette, Chris, of course, he's laughing. We got Jones Bloke 79. Good evening, morning, everyone. Morning to you. Good evening to you. Did I miss anybody, Mariner?
I don't think so. I just want to. I just want to bring. I think we're going to go on to the NEMA Fest or Mariner Fest or whatever it was last week. I can't quite remember. Apparently, according to my son, for the last half an hour of the time I was there, I just couldn't stop laughing. No matter what he said to me, I was just laughing. But. One of the I did happen to meet Buna and Ray, actually, out of the people who are in tonight. And I have to say, it was an absolute pleasure. Mm. What a pleasure to meet people from the community. And I think, I'll tell you what, the most important thing to think about this is that people say, oh, I can't go because I'm not a content creator. What utter rot. Of course you can go. It's for everybody who loves FPL.
Mm-hmm.
So get yourself along to one of the, I think it's at FPL Meets now, I think, as he's created it. That's M-E-E-T-S, not M-E-A-T-S. But, yeah. So, yeah, get along there. And I mean, Buna had, wildcarded into, I think it was triple Arsenal defence. I'm not quite sure whether it's that happy right now. But yes, Ray as well. What a lovely bunch of people. You see the photograph on the screen right now. What a total gang. It was amazing. Great.
You guys called me from the pub. I couldn't take the first call because I was in bed and I didn't have a shirt on. So I put a shirt on and called you back and said hello to everybody. That was really, really nice to see everyone. I was a little jealous, hoping to make my way over there shortly.
You have to get to one. I mean, I'm obviously going to make one or two of these maybe a year if I'm lucky. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you have to make it to one, Gabe. You really do. You really do. All right. Anyway, shall we crack on? Let's see what we've got to do today. You're going to have to control the slides. So
yep.
The guy is still sat on the toilet. But and we're back at Bruce Lee again. So we're back into Kung Fu.
We are, and I'm glad Ray is in the house. I didn't have a chance to send him a message, but he will appreciate this one. So this week's philosophy is an ode, not exactly a rhyme, to our ancient mariner. This is for you, Mariner.
Well, I am ancient.
You are ancient, that's true. The successful warrior is the average man with laser-like focus. And we've all said that kind of like we do not have – we've always said we don't have the answers, right, on this show. We don't have the answers to FPL. We have perspectives, right? The answers lie in each and every one of us a little bit differently. What we do have here are tools. Let me rephrase. What we had here are tools before they collapsed in a fiery heap when some data was changed. But I'd say, like, I think your commitment, Mariner, to the development of those tools and your ability to apply context appropriately to the tools, I think have given you a laser-like focus. I think nobody questions the fact that you are obviously an average man. Right? So, but it's your laser-like focus that has you sitting in the 69 position, Mariner, sitting in the 69 position.
Talking about an average man in 69, man. This is getting outrageous.
You are the successful warrior of Net That Hall, representing us and all the haulers. Now go in this thing, man.
I'll try my best. I have to say, though, I do resemble the poor geezer sat on the toilet on the screen, because that's how I've been with my free hit decision this week. Quite often sat there thinking, do I, don't I? And do you know what I've decided to do? And do you know why I've decided to do it? Momentum. Nothing more than momentum. actually. I mean, and the fact I've got six players, which I need, and the fact I've got six forward Arsenal players, which is important. But I could still have got with two Burnley doublers to the equivalent of 12 players. But they're not good players, and that's the difference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm doing it. So anyway, not to worry.
It's the delta, right? It's the delta, but you're like your baseline versus the upside.
Yeah, exactly. And the upside's there for us all to see. I know we're going to talk about free hit a bit later anyway, so I wouldn't be talking about free hit all the time. Ray, who won the shirt, Chris? In the end, I think we just gave it away. I think we're all that drunk. I don't think we could be bothered to raffle it off.
Couldn't read the number of the raffle. Like, I don't know. You take it.
Christ, it was unbelievable. Anyway, right. Should we keep going? Let's see what's going on. Let's
okay. So, so the next thing. So, should we let people in a little bit on kind of what's happened? It's a little bit of a different show today, right? So,
yeah, I think that's fair to say. For a start, I am struggling. I've been working like hell in London all week, and I've only just got to the north of England this afternoon. So I've had very little time to prepare. I have managed to get the fixture difficulty done this afternoon, actually, but I've not managed to get it onto slides. So I can put the fixture difficulty on the screen if you'd like, just for a couple of minutes. Should we start with that and just have a quick look?
Yeah, it's a good idea. Let's do that.
Yeah, okay. So let's have a look. So there we go. I think you can see it. And I'm going to have to go to another screen now. I'm sure that's fixture difficulty. So there we go. So that's the fixture difficulty for this week. And the first thing which immediately jumps out at me, Gabe, is it looks like one or two defences are there's. Let's start with Aston Villa against Brighton. That looks like last on match of the day for me. Look at the defences over.
Both defences. So Aston Villa at minus 3.4 attack. Positive 2.5 defense, and Brighton were looking at minus 2.5 attack and positive 3.4 defense. The defense is out, they're just outweigh the attack by so much.
So that's immediately you start thinking, you know, free hit. I'm not really particularly that interested in any attacking assets from Villa. Maybe Ramsey, perhaps cheap, cheerful to sit, perhaps to sit on your bench, right? What do you reckon?
Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, Ramsey's good value, right? But there's some upside. I think everybody's chasing. You talked about momentum earlier, right? And everybody's chasing some upside. Ramsey might be a way to get upside somewhere else, potentially. He could be a good enabler, but you know, I'd rather look for the extra coin to get to someone like Rafinha or something like that. Someone with more upside than Ramsey, especially in this matchup, which we'll get to. And when we go through the matchups, a little bit of a different matchup section today.
Yeah.
Because because of everything that's been going on. And we'll get to some. There's something interesting about Brighton that I want to bring up later. Brighton's defense that I wasn't aware of before, and I think there's a potential here for Villa.
Okay, well, anyway, these are the numbers anyway, and as I say, we have to apply context to it, don't we? Brentford at home to Newcastle, good defensively. Interestingly enough, that might be I have tinkered with a Brentford defender this week. I have to admit, Crystal Palace against Burnley, and I think. You know, we start talking about Burnley here. Crystal Palace, defensively, very strong against Burnley, as you'd expect at Selhurst Park, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the battle of the home away, right? It's like the home away split. Palace, excellent at home. Burnley, awful away. So,
yeah. And but then Burnley maybe balances out a little bit because they play Leicester. Mm-hmm. So, but the Burnley's attacking matchups, minus 2 and minus 0.5. I own Veghorst and did very well from him that last week. Thank you very much. But I'm still not 100% convinced. I'm not convinced on him as captaincy material looking at that by any means. We'll come on to captaincy later.
I agree. But
for me, I'm pretty certain I'm captaining a single game week player this week.
I agree with that, especially I think Cornet would likely be out. He's flagged, and I think that's that X factor. I think it's a big deal for Burnley.
Yeah.
I think he keeps opponents on their toes.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. A lot of talk about Manchester City against Everton tripling up. Not the best matchup, though. 1.6 for attack, 1.5 for defense. Tell you what that does tell me. It tells me to pick Cancelo.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
That's one it does tell me to pick. But will I treble up on him? Do you know what? I might not, looking at that.
Hmm.
I might not. Because I'll tell you the side I really like the look of this week, and that's Southampton.
Mm-hmm.
Southampton against Norwich. Double attack, anybody? 3.1.
I mean, the price is right.
Yeah.
However,
I don't know about Shea Adams, though. But not after last year's debacle, but I do like James Ward-Prowse and Breuer. I like them both.
Yeah. Yeah. Breuer's fantastic. He's also fun to own. You know, he's a fun player to watch. And James Ward-Prowse is very interesting in this matchup. And we'll get to some stats on that later as well.
Good.
But I will say that, I mean, yeah, I mean, on a free hit, I think they're no-brainers, kind of.
I think so. I'm just winding back. I've just realized I've jumped past Manchester United home against Watford. That matchup's not very good. Watford, for some reason, and I keep looking at this, and I keep thinking it's wrong, and it's not. They don't concede big chances.
No, nope, exactly.
They don't concede them.
I was going to say, Woy has them playing better defense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
double Manchester United, anybody? Not so sure.
I mean, Watford in the last six, they've conceded the joint second fewest big chances. You know, they've conceded the same number of big chances as Liverpool, Wolves. They've conceded fewer big chances than City, for example.
I know. So there we go. So all of a sudden, all these templates, which we've been talking about on Twitter and everyone's getting, I'm actually questioning some of this today. You know, once I started looking at this, I started questioning. One thing I'm not questioning is double Spurs attack. That's very straightforward for me. The answer to that is yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Against Leeds. But interesting, and here's another one. West Ham against Wolves defence, plus 2.2. That's interesting. So if you're looking for your one of your bench fodders, are you actually going to go for someone like Johnson? Possibly.
Johnson won't play, will he?
I don't know. I think he might
have Johnson.
Have you? You don't think he'll play?
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, what's his name? Soufal's out for the season, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think he is, but he's not on that side, is he? I don't think. But anyway, there we go. So look, that's very, very quick on fixture difficulty. And if we talk about the doubles, as I said, Burnley, not great. Not great at all. If you are, my honest opinion for Burnley, and I probably will own three, but I'll be owning them for appearance points as much as anything. And if we get the odd return in there, I think ceilings are not great. The players I quite like for Burnley, obviously Pope, I think, is pretty much a no-brainer. I quite like Tarkowski or me. They would be my two. And if I was to double up in defence, which I might not.
I don't see it. Why is Pope a no-brainer?
Pope, simply appearance points, and he'll get appearance points, perhaps a possibility for clean sheet, and if he does, he'll get bonus points.
I don't see much of a possibility of a clean sheet. I think if you're shooting for appearance points, I mean, I'd rather shoot myself than shoot for appearance points.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to own him. 100% I'm going to. 100% I'm going to. Straight in. I'm straight in like a rocket. Honestly, I am.
You're on fire, so I can't argue with
anyway,
that.
So that's the fixture difficulty. So should we look at the matchups now?
Yeah.
Try and get your script up. Put you back on.
All right, so we're going to go through the matchups a little bit differently this time, just because of everything that has been going on behind the scenes. So we're going to go through kind of the major ones. I didn't go over, for example, we're not including Manchester City against Everton, for example. get your City players, whoever you want to get them. Like they're all fine picks. If you want to play the rotation, play the rotation. I have no comments on that. I don't know about what he's going to do there. So let's go with the first matchup here. We have Southampton versus Norwich. And so the stats that I've listed through for each of these matchups, they are just kind of like a very quick matchups analysis for certain like key areas, right? So I have two stats up here. Norwich conceded and all of the stats used here are for the last six matches for each team. So Norwich had conceded the most chances from the left-hand side, 31 in the last six. And they've also conceded the fourth most attempts from set plays in the last six, 29, and all season, 104. These two stats really scream James Ward-Prowse. If I were on free hit, and I may be, Ward-Prowse would be absolutely nailed for me in this matchup. Mm-hmm. It's too many things combining here. What do you think?
I think I'm with you. I think I'm with you because I look at it and I just think, it's just too good to sort of like overlook. I think I keep taking him out of the team, and then I look again and put him back in.
He's a tough one because he's so reliant on the set pieces. But what makes him tough is that he's like a set piece Jedi. This guy, like, and Norwich conceding that many, he would be definitely in there, and then the differential value for him could be really nice.
Yeah.
Even comparing with other people on free hit, he may not be one of the more popular picks.
No, I like him. No, and like you say, because the thing is, when you're looking at the free hit, you're still going to look at the overall ownership, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're free hitting, but you're free at a template. You need to have some differentials scattered in there. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yes. So yeah. Shall we move on next matchup?
Yeah, keep going. I think that's great. I mean, I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll tell you what I'll do right now. Just let me just I'm just going to look at the zonal matchup for that game, okay? Because I've got that as well, Gabe. So just bear with me, and I'll just put that back on the screen. So we're doing things a little bit differently today.
Yeah. So and then for people to follow along in the chat, if you guys want to comment or if you have any questions about the specific matchups we're bringing up, feel free to throw them in there. And we can deal with them. We can do them as we go because Chris can't see his screen very well.
No, I can't.
and we might not be able to go back and get them all. So do drop your questions in there as we're talking about these.
Well, so you got 3.6 counters through the middle for Southampton as well against Norwich. 3.3 left, 3.4 right. So not the best, but still, you know, suggest that there's going to be chances for sure. Okay, let's go back to you.
All right. So the next matchup we'll be looking at here is Leeds versus Spurs. Three familiar faces here. So here are the stats from the last six matches. Leeds have the highest non-penalty expected goals conceded with 12.54 in the last six. No, I'm sure no surprise to anybody. Leeds have they've conceded the third most shots in the box with 65. Now, those two stats, I'm going to stop there for just a second and just say that Son has a great record against Leeds. I think he scored in both matches last season. So I think he can take advantage of a lot of the space that Leeds leave. I mean, Leeds are a disaster defensively. They're running all over the place and leaving spaces everywhere. So I think that stat really favors Son, the XGC. But I think the shots in the box actually favors Kane. I think Kane could be a nice target up there. And I mean, it's obvious to say, yes, get Son and Kane against one of the worst defenses in the league. But we want to say why we're getting them, right? Not, you know, yes, they are good FPL assets and all of that. But I think for me, in my opinion, these are the reasons why. Now, from the Spurs side, this I thought interesting. They have the fourth highest non-penalty expected goals conceded with 10.26 in the last six. And obviously, we know Rafinha is a talisman for Leeds. So he'll probably get the majority of that. Tottenham have the second most attempts conceded from set plays as well. And they've conceded the second most chances from the left, which is kind of where Rafinha likes to. We know Rafinha moves around the formation quite a bit, but his primary area is that right-hand side, which would be Tottenham's left, and that's an area of weakness for Tottenham. So I like all three of these players, and all three of them would be nailed in a free hit for me.
Interesting. I certainly wouldn't be bringing a Spurs defender in.
No.
No. Not at all. Let's have a look at the zonal. Mm-hmm. And the zonal suggests I'm just down the middle. 3.9.
Sorry, I'm just reading a comment.
What? I can't see.
I think Ray's picking up on the energy in my new place here, in my new home. And he's saying, is it just me or is Gabe glowing? Yeah, I think I'm glowing, Ray. I think you're right. There are many reasons for that. Thank you.
Anyway, so let's get back to this. 3.9.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sorry for telling you off. 3.9. What do you reckon? Looks good, that. Down the middle, doesn't it?
Right down the middle. There it is for Kane. And then...
As for Leeds, 3.7, look, down the left.
3.7 on the left, 3.4 on the right.
Right. Not so much down the middle.
Yeah, not so much down the middle. So the numbers here from the zonal perspective favors the left just slightly. I think that 0.3 is probably within a margin of error.
It's nothing much, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing much. But I think, look, the point I'd say, again, the zonals do, again, support. For me, they support Kane. I like Kane this week, actually. I think, I think on balance, and we'll get to the captaincy metric in a bit, and I don't want to spoil it, but I think on balance, I prefer Kane to Son. I'm not going to say that the metric likes Kane's Son, but I certainly do. I also noticed that Leeds conceded a couple of penalties, didn't they? Albeit one of them was a bit of a dodgy, not so much a dodgy handball, but she was a lucky one, perhaps. But anyway, there we go.
I mean, there are four teams, I mean, in the last six matches at least, which is, I've been focusing on that data recently. There are four teams that have conceded two penalties, and they're Leeds, Norwich, Palace, and Arsenal. So, you know, it's not that. I mean, it is, one in three is a lot, but it's happening to several teams. But when you're such a mess and you have to adjust so quickly, it's going to happen.
They are a mess. They are definitely a mess. I really fancy it. Could be a bit of a cricket score again. But anyway, right, okay. Shall we move on?
Yeah. Next matchup is Brentford versus Newcastle.
Okay.
And here on the screen, we have Chris Wood and Ryan Fraser. And this is proportional to real life. This is to scale, if anybody's wondering, the two images here.
He looks like mini me.
He's like a pocket version. Chris Wood's gonna put him in his front pocket.
Yeah, it's like putting him in his front pocket. Yeah,
yeah, he can do that in real life too. Just watch the game; it's hilarious. these are the stats from the last six matches. I found them really interesting, and I was a little bit surprised here. So to start with Brentford's defense, so Brentford have conceded the most chances from the center in the last six, 29, big Chris Wood, and they've conceded the most crosses from the left, 81, and the third most crosses from the right, 78. Fraser's not flagged, is he?
I don't know. Let me look. You keep talking, I'll check.
Okay, so I mean, obviously, Ryan Fraser's playing on the right hand side there for Newcastle. So those, you know, conceding 81, you know, Brentford conceding the most crosses from their left side, I think bodes well for him. We haven't seen too much production. You know, I think of Ryan Fraser and I think of the Bournemouth appearances, and I wrote that
he's flagged.
Well, so much for that service. I should have made him smaller in this slide then.
Willock.
You think Willock will move to the right?
Don't know, would he?
I don't know. Willock.
No, probably not.
I don't think so. I mean, Willock will play on the right side of central midfield, right? In that 4-3-3, in Eddie Howe's 4-3-3. But I don't know. I don't know who's going to go to the right. I mean, Joe Ellington has played there, but he's been moved to midfield, at central midfield as well. And Joe Ellington is one of the the best tacklers in the league, believe it or not, recently.
Yeah, so we've obviously got Saint-Maximin out. We've got Wilson out, or probably out. We've got, Wilson definitely out. So Maximin flagged. And in Monaco getting treatment, apparently, I saw on Twitter somewhere. Fraser flagged. Yeah.
They got problems.
They have. And looking at the matchup, Gabes, looking at the zonals, it also doesn't particularly like Newcastle too much.
It likes the middle, though.
A little bit more. A
little bit more.
But
yeah, I mean, but without service, obviously, that'll ding Wood's appeal in this matchup. So
he much prefers Brentford.
So let's get to that. Let's get to these Newcastle stats, because yeah, that's where the surprise was. Newcastle, they only have one big chance conceded in the last six, obviously tied for best. And they have the seventh best non-penalty expected goals conceded, with only 6.05 expected goal non-penalty XG conceded in the last six. So like kind of won a game, and the second best expected goals on target conceded. So they haven't faced very many difficult shots, right? And so the expected goals conceded on target conceded is 3.6 versus 6.05 for expected goals. So they've actually faced quite poor finishing. So the recent success could be a function of facing poor finishing, and Brentford maybe could get something. I wonder, I know Tony's flagged. Do we expect Tony to play? I don't have any of that information.
Nah, I have no idea. My honest feeling, maybe a Brentford defender I'm slightly interested in, given Newcastle's problems going forward. But genuinely, I think if I was free hitting, I'd probably swerve both.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Move on to the next matchup here. Okay. The next matchup we have is Brighton against Aston Villa.
last on match of the day. That's my last call. You know my call.
Well, when Danny Ings is in the frame, you know it could be the last on match of the day. Here are the stats from the last six. Brighton have conceded the third most chances from the center. 24 chances from the center conceded for Brighton, which I thought really interesting compared to just 15 from the left and 11 from the right, which is third fewest. Could Danny Ings get something? That's a lot of chances conceded in the last six from the center there, I think.
The only problem is, by the looks of that, again, I'll immediately share the zonal to see if we can compare that. And if we look at the zonal, and again, I've got to move to another screen to read it because it's so small. Villa down the centre are not expected to get very much at all. So it looks like whilst Brighton aren't very good, neither are Villa.
So that surprises me. I mean, I guess it's because they don't create much down the center, which makes sense. When you're playing someone like Watkins, he does drift to the left. So maybe it's a function of the chance creation and the play designs from Villa rather than a function of the opposing matchup, would be my guess. Okay. But to talk about the Villa's defense and what we can expect from Brighton, Villa have conceded the joint second most chances from the left-hand side. 24, same. So Brighton have conceded the third most chances from the center, and Villa have conceded the joint second most chances from the left. But I don't like any Brighton attackers, so I'm going to go with an old friend, an old roomie pick that let me down. But Tariq Lamptey, I kind of like Tariq Lamptey in this matchup.
I love Lamptey. I think he's just such a great fun pick. He's so good to watch.
He's got a great smile. Look at him.
If you are free hitting, do you know what? A Brighton defender wouldn't be the worst call, I don't think, given that matchup.
Even if he's first bench, you know, throw Lamptey first bench, why not?
I see that. The only thing what I do expect to see is that actually bench points or bench players for these free hits, looking at them, and there was a comment about Johnson possibly being likely to play in the chat. I didn't see who said it, but looks like there's a possibility he could easily play. 3.9 million. Third bench, obvious choice, Amati, 3.8 million. Right? And then you've got other players at 4.1, you know, Brandon Williams at Norwich, right? Players like that. So if you're taking money out to try and shoehorn that extra 0.1 into midfield for that extra City midfielder or something like that, you might go there. You might go there. That's where I am.
I was listening to the FPL Wire earlier today, and Zoff said something I thought that really resonated with me. And it was, get good players on good teams. And it's so simple, but like, don't get a Norwich defender, please. For the love of God, don't get a Norwich defender.
But if he enables somebody else and he's benched, then what's the problem?
Yeah, if he's on their bench, it's of course. It's
what I would say is if you're playing with fire, with a free hit, with Treble City midfield or something like that, then perhaps you do need a slightly better first bench.
I think your first two benches have to be solid, good players.
You can just imagine free hitting De Bruyne and a couple of others, and you end up with Brandon Williams and Amati.
Exactly, coming in for De Bruyne and Mahrez or some shit like that. Come on. Have Lampy come in.
Computer out the window. Yeah, and Tsimikas is 3.7, but of course he's no game. So there you go. There's another. So you chuck him third bench, right?
Might as well.
Yeah. If you need that 0.1, why not? Good call, Ray. Good call. So anyway, I'm going to stick with my guns. I'm going to call that a 0-0.
Nil-nil. That's fair. I mean, Lamptey gets his clean sheet. That's fine. All right, next matchup we're looking at here. It's a Palace-Burnley matchup. It's only one person on the screen
Overlooked.
This matchup. Yes, I agree.
This gentleman's overlooked.
Conor Gallagher, overlooked. I do agree. And the stats here that we talk about we'll show why. So Crystal Palace is much better at home than away, and Burnley are much worse away than at home. We've already said that. I wasn't going to list all the stats here because there are so many stats to back this up, but take our word for it or look it up yourself. And they've conceded the fewest chances from the center, Palace have. So I don't like Weghorst at all in this matchup. He's away where Burnley don't play as well. Against Palace at home, where Palace play really well, and Palace doesn't concede from the center. So
didn't Burnley beat them 3-1 last season?
Yep.
And they've just turned Brighton over away.
Burnley beat Brighton 3-0, right?
Yeah. So, hello. Hello.
I think the philosophy to that would be even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Very true. I tend to agree with you. You know me, I do like Palace at home, and mm-hmm. I have had a Palace defender in my free hit as well.
I don't mind that. Yeah, and I don't mind a little Palace defender in there. From the Burnley perspective, and this is why Conor Gallagher is up on the screen here, Burnley have conceded the second most chances from the center, 26, and the left, 28. So the second most from the center and the second most from the left. Conor Gallagher on the right side of central midfield there can take advantage of both those areas of weakness. And I think that speaks really well for him. Could have been the Rooney pick for me this week. Spoiler, he's not.
There you go. So you can see him there. 3.6 on the right.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 down the middle.
Down the middle. There it is. Backed up by the numbers.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the last stat we have here for Burnley is they've conceded the second most crosses from the left and the fourth most from the right. I don't think the Palace are not a team that really cross much. You know, so I threw that in there because I think that could turn into something else. If there's space on those wide areas of midfield, I think things can happen even for Conor Gallagher in there. So I would look for what Palace does from a tactical perspective, right? Is and we've talked about this in previous shows. They really squeeze that midfield and just plug the gaps, right? And they force mistakes. So they get into a turnover, and their first look is usually to that right hand side. Sometimes to the left as well, but on that right hand side there will be space, and then Conor Gallagher will be kind of supporting that run right in behind the counterattack. So I think things could happen from those areas from which Burnley concede crosses.
No, I really like him. I really like him. And I think possibly when you're looking at trying to predict who's going to play, short of probably Zaha is probably the next best pick.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't work the others out. I don't know about you.
No. You know, whoever's playing that nine, I don't know if it's going to be Edouard, it's going to be Mateta. I just don't know. So I think he's just the nailed one, solid, and he has the good matchup. So He's the one to get for me. I don't know that I would double up on Palace.
No, I wouldn't, definitely. Okay.
All right, moving on. Next matchup here is West Ham versus Wolves. And we have three guys here, and they're three West Ham players, no Wolves players. I didn't put any Wolves players up here. And here are the stats that I have. So West Ham have conceded the fifth most crosses from the right, 71, and the fourth fewest from the right.
Oh,
from the left.
Sorry. From the left. All right, don't worry.
My bad. looking at Wolves, that's not really how they're playing. That they're not getting the ball wide and sending crosses, and that's such a niche kind of stat. And it's in isolation. I don't think it'll speak much for Wolves' attack, and Wolves don't have much of attack, despite West Ham maybe being somewhat defensively shaky. But Wolves have conceded the third most crosses from the left, 74, and the fifth most from the right, 67. Wolves have also conceded the third most chances from set pieces. So on the screen here we have Jared Bowen, who shifts from the right side to the central area, so he could take advantage perhaps from the that area of the from the crosses from the left hand side, from Wolves' left hand side, so from West Ham's right hand side. I think he could be more a provider than a goal scorer this game week against Wolves. I think if he tries to get too central and too close to the box, I think the center backs are gonna playing well this season. I think they could take care of Bowen, so I think Bowen's gonna hang back a little bit and provide more service. And the other gentleman there on the screen is Aaron Cresswell, whom I really like this week. Obviously, playing on West Ham's left hand side, he's on set pieces. Wolves conceding the fifth most chances from the right, 67. I think there are several matchups elements that are aligning here for Aaron Cresswell.
I'll put the matchups up in a second. You just finish off, and then I'm going to see. I don't know whether I'm going to be maybe going against you a little bit here.
Okay. Well, we'll see. And then lastly, I just threw Dawson in there.
Don't. I had that
to troll you.
I had that rubbed in my nose all Saturday. Neymar, bloody going crazy about bloody Dawson. I sold him 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, and since then he's got a clean sheet and two goals, I think. Has he?
He has, yeah. Well, he has three headed goals in the last six, all from set plays. No, three headers on goal in the last six, sorry, all from set plays, yeah. One headed goal. You know, his headers go on target. His headers are on target. Wolves conceding the third most chances from set pieces, and Aaron Cresswell with his just sublime delivery. I like this combination in this game.
He is good. But let's have a look at the matchups, right? I actually look at it down at the bottom here, look. West Ham left 3.2, middle 2.8, right 3. Wolves 2.5, left 3, middle 3.3, right. It doesn't scream goals to me this game, mate, to be honest with you. It doesn't scream goals to me. And that's where it brings me back to what it's a big dilemma for people who are free hitting this week. Do you go against Bowen or not? Because Bowen is still he's in the form of his life. You know, he's been a fantastic asset for us. You know, looking at that matchup, I think I can oppose him for 1 week. I think I can oppose Bowen. That's my feeling. So I think my free hit will not include Bowen.
Mine would probably would be the same. I don't think I would include Bowen in my free hit. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep in mind, we're talking about crosses here. I mean, this isn't like a robust stat. You can't hang your hat on crosses, right? You know, if it's Emerson Royal, for example, delivering those crosses.
Oh, there you go. I'm getting trolled even now by Ray. Yeah, thanks, Ray. Yeah. Don't you have Dawson, Chris? I heard you had Dawson. What happened to Dawson? Yeah, everybody knew I'd sold Dawson. Bastards. Oh, look, I Wolves are certainly on the up, aren't they? They're certainly on the up. I still quite I see myself owning at least one Wolves player fairly soon. Fairly soon, given the fact I'm going to need to get through game week 30. But I don't think I'd bother with them this week.
Think I'll just own him for game week 30, to be honest. And that's it. I'm not really interested.
I'm actually interested in wildcarding them in.
Yeah, I mean,
I am quite interested in wildcarding them in, actually. Probably because my rough plan is to wildcard 28.
yeah, same here.
Okay, so that's that one. Let's see
All
what
right.
else is going on. What else have we got?
That's the last of the matchup. So
Okay.
I didn't, there's Everton versus City we talked about, right? What was the other matchup? I think there was one other one, United.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's put the zonals back on the screen and just talk around the remaining zonals which we haven't spoken about, right? Shall we? So what else have we got? We spoke about Villa, we spoke of Brentford, Brighton, Palace, Everton. Well, that tells you that Everton are not going to create very much at all against Manchester City by the looks of things. Maybe a slight, maybe a little bit more down the wings than, well, certainly than through the middle. Manchester City solid right the way across, 3.9, 3.9, 3.8. Manchester United's left stronger than the centre. The right is in between, 3.9 left, 3.4 centre, 3.6 right. If you were to wildcard a Manchester United player in Gabe in defence, who would you go for? This is an interesting comment. I'd like to ask about this because I'll tell you who I've thought about Luke Shaw. What's happened to my screen? Has it disappeared?
Back.
Is it back? There we go. I thought about Luke Shaw. What do you reckon? Good. I think he's quite nice. Wildcard material, actually. Sorry, free hit material.
Free hit material. Okay, yes. Free hit material, yes. I can
Why
see
did I
that
say
punt.
wildcard? It's very late. It's like six, it's like 8 o'clock in the morning to me now, and I've not slept yet. So no, I meant free hit. Sorry about that.
I think he's a decent free hit shout. I don't trust United defensively,
No.
is all, but I can't argue with that shout. He has been more involved. He seems more nailed, and he's been getting forward. But not for me. Not
I
Manchester United
get you on
defense for
that,
me.
you know, because I have to say I have tinkered with a United defender, but now we've got Saar back for Watford. He's the sort of player who might get something right. They
Especially
might
against a player
sneak,
like Shaw.
yeah, might get something.
Yeah.
Ramanthan said, as soon as I mentioned Shaw, my screen went off.
Fair. There you go.
Yeah, that's probably about right, mate. It's probably about right. That's probably explains why. Yeah, what else have we got? Anything else interesting there? No, I think we've covered the rest, haven't we? Southampton, yeah. Yeah, so I think that's all we really need to cover on the on the on those on those zonals. Right, okay. So what else have we got to look at? Should we take we don't need that. Let's get rid of that. I think. We don't, do you want to, I don't think we need to look at the fixture difficulty either. Let's just keep going. What else have we got?
All right.
I've done that.
There are some interesting ones. Like people are talking about Chelsea, for example, and Chelsea, at least the FDR, based
Just
on
bear
last week's
with
data.
me. Just bear with me because I've updated it. Here we go. So that's the updated one, mate. Can you see it?
Yes.
So. Basically, 27. So 28 to 32, Chelsea defense over attack quite considerably.
The people are talking about Chelsea attack. There's murmurs of, Mount or someone like that, but I think it has to be defenders. I don't think there's any point in getting any Chelsea attackers, or the matchups aren't great, or the data for their matchups isn't great.
Totally agree with you. Totally agree. I mean, look, I What's that? Where's Reece James? Has he had a bit of a setback? Because if Reece, I'm not sure whether he's had a setback or not, but if he has, then I think it's Rudiger.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Yeah.
But almost certainly, I will be owning a Chelsea defender by the time I get to my wild card. Almost certainly.
So I think Reece James, it says he's expected back March 5th.
Okay.
So that's next. That's obviously after 27. So he should be back. Well, maybe that's the expectation. Just keep an eye on him for obviously if you're wild carding in 28, we should get some kind of news, and we may get news about a Chelsea's double game week.
Yeah, I mean, it's not filtering rats. I thought it was going to filter. I thought it was going to be clever there. It's not going to do it. No, I broke it. Arsenal 18.8. Look, that's one thing which is quite interesting. Total, so 9.7 attack, 9.1. They look really, really interesting for me, continuing after 28. We've obviously got Manchester City still looking very solid.
So you'll be keeping Lacazette on your wild card then, huh? He's done so well for you.
I reckon so. I think I've broken. I think I'm just gonna have to recover that. I think that's how to do it. There we go. I think so. Why would I take him out at this moment in time? Although saying that, oh, my screen's gone again, Gabe. We've got some serious problems going on here. Let's put your stuff back on before we go on to the next thing, because I've just released this next bit. But look, the way I look at it is that I want three Arsenal players, and I did very well out of Smith Rowe again this week. But look what happened last night. He's ill, right? Or he was ill, missed the game. And then I reckon the next game is going to be, you know, so he comes back now, and is he going to be benched again? He's not the best asset to have. I was very lucky with him. So I think Saka is the obvious pick. If you need a bit more money, could you go Saka and Martinelli? I don't know whether that's a bit of overkill, but cheaper than going Saka and Lacazette, right?
I think it's the opportunity cost, so, because there are so many midfielders with, you know, with high upside, you know, You want Rafinha in there as well. Well, I would anyway. Obviously, Salah.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. I mean, probably someone like Jimenez, possibly. Quite useful for game week 30, I think, and a double. And they've got obviously got doubles coming up as well.
That's true.
Players like Breuer. So there's plenty of players in there who you can perhaps look for. But yeah, I certainly think my number one choice for an Arsenal attacker going forward will be Saka. So, I got away with everyone took piss out of me, but it's returned three times since I mentioned it.
Fucked up, man. I don't want to talk about it, Mariner.
Let's go on to the Ruby pick. He's been on the screen a minute.
So here we go. Let's go to the... that's someone else other than Laka. Anyone. The Rumi pick of the week. Here's the quote. Let yourself be silently drawn by the strange pull of what you really love. It will not lead you astray. So West Ham face a Wolves team that conceded 74 crosses from the left, which is good for third most, and 67 from the right, which is fifth most, as we talked about earlier. West Ham have also delivered 407 crosses from open play this season, which is the third most in the division. So I go back to an old friend in Aaron Cresswell. When I own Cresswell, I always think he's overpriced, and then I own him and I'm like, oh, he's the greatest differential ever. So he's an old friend of mine. We know what he loves to do, and we know what he's good at.
Aaron Cresswell's
troll Mariner, that's right.
Yeah.
And his delivery, his service, his service to his teammates. That's another thing that obviously appeals to me, is just so good. And the matchup for services is good as well. I just think he will, you know, he's going to follow his heart and do what he loves to do and serve his team, do what he can for his team. And I think one of those, at least one of those is going to pay off, at least one.
I quite like
it. Assist like it. And a clean sheet is not out of the question for Mr. Cresswell here.
I quite like it. I mean, look, I I have never really had much luck with Aaron Cresswell. All the time I've tried, you know, I didn't get on him early enough last year, missed out, and then when I did own him, he was absolute crap. So, you know, why not? But probably not for me.
Right. And the other thing is he looks just like, I don't know if you agree with me, he looks just like the plonker, FPL plonker, Aaron, which was also bit, named Aaron, but he's also named Aaron.
It does a bit, doesn't he? Yeah.
It really does.
Well, there we go. That's a good enough reason to own him anyway, right?
There you go, yeah.
Right, what else have we got to look at today? I know we're a bit of a shorter show than normal, I think, which is not bad considering I'm absolutely bloody knackered. But do we want to look at the cap? Should we look at the captaincy?
We're like sailing on a life raft this game week here at NetDat Hall. We want to do a little...
Yeah, should we do the... Oh. Should we have a 30-second break? Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find the bloody thing to play. Here we go. What are you waiting for, everybody? Here we go.
Are you craving more FPL content? Then look no further than allaboutfpl.com. Head over there for weekly articles from some of the top content creators on the planet. So what are you waiting for? Head over to allaboutfpl.com, the website for all your FPL needs.
And what you didn't see was Gabe running off the camera and running back. It was very funny.
If you didn't see it, it didn't happen.
I saw it. It was very, very funny. I thought you were doing an FPL teacher on us.
That's right, a disappearing act. moving on to captaincy.
Yeah, let's have a look, see who it is. 1 second. Sorry for the there's my little man there. Screen. There's my little macro there. Look, with a little man, my little captain, which I pressed to calculate. You're seeing all my tricks tonight. You've got the inner sat. You're in the inner sanctum of the Mariners' lair.
You want to put that percentage slide up?
Which one? Shift over to my side. We'll go back to that. We'll do that in a second, shall we? Let's have a look. See who the actual captain is. But I'll tell you what, we'll tell you what the percentage is because I know what it is. It's 81% now.
Mm-hmm.
And what have we done in the last couple of weeks? Who have we had? We've had, obviously, Salah. He nailed Salah, didn't it? Week before, it nailed Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
The week before that, he nailed Jota.
Mm-hmm.
So it's doing pretty well at this moment in time.
It's been smashing it lately. And yeah. I do have to say, actually, shout out to Zach, the absurdologist. He sent me a Telegram message. It was the middle of the night for me. It was right before deadline. And as you all know from the last show, I was going to triple captain Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah.
And he sent me a tweet that said that he may not play. He may not start in the first match. So 2 minutes before deadline, I switched my triple captain to Salah. And Absurdologist used his wild card this week. His triple captain.
In the famous words of Monty Python. You lucky, lucky bastard.
That's 100% true. I guess
tell you what I said. I'll tell you what I said about Trent and Salah. I said, you won't win FPL this week, but you sure as hell can lose it.
Hmm.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
It was so obvious. To me, it was just too obvious. It was just too obvious. It was... a complete gift, as far as I could see, for a triple captaincy. Anyway.
We'll never know, because Trent didn't play that first match. So.
No, I know that changes it, but obviously there's always things which the curveballs get thrown at us all the time, isn't it? But,
yep.
But anyway, let's look at this week. So what we got? Look who's at the top. Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Kane's top. Just. And that's interesting, because remember, Son will get a little bit more out of this metric for... being a midfielder, so it has Kane actually. I think I'd say clear.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
Kane at 94 compared to Son equal with De Bruyne at 90.
Yeah, then you've got Sterling, then Bruno, Cancelo, Foden, Ronaldo. So yeah, so I think look, I had to do something slightly different this week in that. Instead of take, because the system's, oh God, it's gone off again. Bloody hell. Why is that? Let me try. I'll come back to it in a second when it works. I don't know why he's doing that. Because we obviously lost, we've the data's got a bit corrupted whilst I tried to move it onto one computer, because obviously I'm not on my computer, I'm on the laptop. Mm-hmm. So all the links are broken, right? So because of that, I've had to go manually onto Hub and take the predicted points this week rather than the expected points for the last six. So I've had to do it differently. There was no other way of doing it. This week is running off predicted points just for a slight change, just to let everybody know why. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can just add it back in. But it's a bit, I'm not quite sure why it's doing this. Anyway, let me just try again. Window. Tab. No. Oh, God, it's completely gone now. I don't know what's happening to it. But anyway, I don't think we need to put it back on the screen. Because I can't put it back on the screen. But no, from the perspective of it, look at it, I think we can safely say that because I think Kane is a solid captaincy pick for this week, mm-hmm. a very solid captaincy pick. I think it's supported by the Zonals. I don't think Son's a bad pick, but for me, I think Kane is a slightly better one. Where are you on it, Paul? Let me see. Whilst you're talking, let me see if I can get this thing back up onto the screen.
You know, I mean, I think the haulers know that I've had my issues with Spurs in the past. But I vowed to follow the metric this season, and it's done me well. The times when I've strayed from the metric have hurt. So for me, I think it's kind of solidifies my free hit, and I would probably captain Kane as well.
Yeah,
Because it's the shots in the box.
I really like De Bruyne, but I'm not sure I can get to him. If I'm honest with you, I think because I expect that I'm going to keep. I still like Bruno. I still think Bruno's a great pick actually this week. Actually, I really like Bruno against Watford. I think Bruno will be there. Mm-hmm. I think Son and Kane will be there. Now, then what are you going to do? Who else? A couple of City might force me to go. Now, not quite sure where you would go, but whether we'd go double City attack?
Yeah, I want to go back to that De Bruyne discussion, because if it were me, so I have a rough free hit draft that I've done, and I would go double City attack. But it would be Sterling and Mahrez, I think. And then you have like that extra money to play with. Mahrez has been on fire.
Yeah, Sterling and Mahrez. I quite like Sterling and Mahrez. I think if they're the two who I've had in my team most of the week, actually. Mm-hmm. But if I wanted a little bit more money, I did play with until I saw the matchup with Manchester United against Watford. I was actually playing with Sancho as a second Manchester United midfielder along with Bruno, but I've gone off that now. Because I'm not convinced about that matchup. So I think I will go double City.
Yeah.
Probably double City midfield, and then hope to God that they actually play.
Lamptey first bench.
There's much worse picks than Lamptey, isn't there? Mm-hmm. First bench, for sure. Ray's saying Weghorst, fixtures are terrible. Yes, he's probably programmed to score similar, but I think upside is more with... I think there's more ups. My personal perspective, there's more upside with a City midfielder. Probably, I tend to agree with what I heard on the wire when I was listening to the wire on the train on the way up. Probably Sterling, I think, is... probably the player with the biggest upside this week. That's where I would probably think. That's where I think. I'm sure they said it. I was half asleep when I was listening to it, but I'm pretty sure that's what they said. And apart from that, I think, you know, Kane and Son, I think for solidity, purely from the point of view of you want a captain return, you want the consistent captain returns, and that's what we need. We want hauls, but we want consistency, right? We want to keep getting returns.
We don't want a blank.
Avoid
the blank, yeah.
Son and Kane. Mm-hmm. For me.
Ozzy Sharks is asking, Veghorst versus Sun captain. Sun for me.
I tend to agree.
Not even close for me, actually.
No, tend to agree. Look, I've done very well with Veghorst, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very well with him. And look, even if he returns, he's still a very good option, right? I think Sun, for me, I think against Leeds, I think Leeds are just crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I would go. Right. Should we do a few questions?
Yeah. There's one right there, front and center. Ramanathan.
Who would you bin first? We like binning players, don't we? Who would you bin first, thinking short or long term transfer? Who would you bin first? Laporte, Antonio, or Edouard? Gabe?
The one that might not play.
Well yeah.
Edouard, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't
want Antonio because of his price.
I sold Antonio now. He's gone.
Yeah.
Bye. Finally. It took me ages to sell him.
I can understand the urge to get rid of Antonio. But you can't have a player that may not play. I mean, I guess it depends on your team. Whoops, sorry.
What does the dog reckon? And I think he said Edward.
He says they're all shit. See? Told.
Oh, God. Right, anyway, next question then. Did we answer it? I think we did, didn't we? Sort of like. The dog answered. The dog said sell Edward.
Yeah. Sell them all.
No, sell them all. Sell them all. They're all shit. Laporte, I don't mind, actually. Right, Ray, which combo guys, Bruno and Foden or Sanchez and Sterling?
Sancho.
Oh, wait, I'm losing some. Sorry, man. I'm so tired. Sancho and Sterling. 0.4 million off Bruno and Sterling. So Bruno and Foden or Sancho and Sterling? That's tight, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got because you've got two form players on. I'm looking at form here.
Mm-hmm.
Sancho and Sterling are both in form.
That'd be my choice, Sancho and Sterling. And Sancho he's getting better. He's about to, I think he's about to show people why he was so expensive.
Mm. Very close though. Because I don't dislike Bruno and Foden either.
Bruno in that 10 in the 4-2-3-1 penalties. It's a fine pick. Yeah, it's a tough choice. For me, Sancho and Sterling because of that form, upside, form and that Sterling upside.
Yeah, I think so. Right. Abelash, double up on Burnley defence or better options elsewhere? My answer to this is double up. It's a double game week, double up.
My answer is better options elsewhere.
There's a chance of a clean sheet, in my opinion. But what I would do is I would go, if I was doubling up, I would go Pope and a centre-back. That would be me, because I'd be going for headers. I'd be going for a headed goal. And because me's just got one, I'd probably go for Tarkowski. Because me's just scored suggests he's probably not going to score again. So the law of averages tells me to go for Tarkowski. That's where I would go.
Hmm.
No, you don't agree with me.
Nope. I don't think the matchups say that. I think you're shooting for appearance points. You're hoping for appearance points.
Could be worse. Could be worse than getting.
I prefer Dawson to any Burnley defender.
Yeah, let's see what happens on that.
Let's do Dawson versus Tarkowski.
Yeah,
we'll meet back here on the show next week, and
I'll have got it right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
yeah, well, fair enough. That's how it's been this season. So yeah, I think that's fair.
No, don't worry. No, look, there's no bad. That's, you know, not taking the mic there. It's one of those ones where, for me, double game week's double game week, whether you like it or not. I just, you know, I think Pope is a complete no-brainer this week. That's me. Complete no-brainer.
Brighton. Sorry. Brighton double game week. Yes, Ramanathan, the dog's making a cameo. He's walking back and forth.
That's the dog, yeah, I saw him pop in. They just
That's my dog Cashew. His name's Cashew. He's a good boy.
I've got the monster cat round here somewhere. He's enormous. He's about three times the size of my cat at home. Right. So me header imminent, given the defenses he's facing in 27. I'd say Tarkowski header imminent, Ray. That's me. There we go. That's why I like it. Okay. Right. Have we got any others? I don't think there's many more.
Ozzy Sharks take a -4 to bring in Ward Prowse for Cornet. Yes. Yes. -4 to bring in Ward Prowse for Cornet. I like it.
Yep. Me too. Yeah. Me too. Definitely. 100%. Any more questions? Otherwise, we'll bugger off because it's getting quite late here and I'm absolutely knackered. The dog's making more sense than you, Gabe, according to Ray.
Yeah, that's also fair. I have a brain that gets in my way.
You're seeing the questions before me. That Aussie Sharks question has only just appeared on my screen.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, how weird. Anyway, at least I've managed to get an internet signal powerful enough to be able to do this, right?
Ramanathan has a question. There's another question. Sorry. Bowen to JWP or Gallagher if you're not on a free hit?
I don't know. I'd take Bowen out personally. But saying that, their fixtures do start to turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's brave. It's brave to do it. I don't know whether I would though. I think it's a bit of it's quite a gamble because Bowen is capable of a 15-point haul, as we know, right? Mm-hmm. So you take him out at your own, but you know, if you've got Bowen just as he turns off his form and you do it, you could be onto an absolute winner because Ward Prowse, you know, is gonna have doubles coming up, right? He's got a good fixture this week, you know. When will we know they've got a game in 30 or not? Is it this before 28? We'll know, won't we?
I think so.
I don't know whether I would hold.
I say do it. I think that yeah. I'm not waffling on this one. Their fixtures are turning. I don't know how they're going to manage it as a team. I agree. I think Bowen could unlock any defense and even fixtures turning that could come back to bite me. But I like both JWP and Gallagher moving forward. I prefer Rafinha to those two. If I'm going from Bowen and you don't have Rafinha, I think Rafinha should be a priority.
I'd like JWP more if he was playing in game week 30.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my thinking is. That's why I was mentioning to some of the guys last week, so about my playing style when I was talking to them on Saturday. And as I said, one of the things I've been doing is kicking the can down the road. So when you can't quite make your mind up, just kick it down the road and then wait a week and then look at it the following week. So I think that James Ward-Prowse and Bowen pick will be a lot clearer next week for game week 28 than it would be for 27.
Could be, but Gallagher has a game in 30 against Newcastle, so it's fine.
Yeah,
so I bump down to Gallagher. Either, right? Yeah,
fixtures aren't bad. Yeah, that's very true. Very true. What else have we got?
Let's see, moving up. I think that's all.
Chris, when are you leaving London? I'm already up.
Get the hell out of here, Chris.
I'm already up north. I escaped this morning, Ray. What we got here? What is it? Here we go. Imayad. Imayad. Imayad.
My head.
Kane and Son and Brownhill versus Son and Ward-Prowse and Weghorst. Ooh. Kane, Son,
these don't Brown. Add up, do they?
No.
Kane and Son and Brownhill.
There's a lot more money there on one side than the other one, right?
It feels that way. I'm not doing the math in my head. But yeah, it feels that way. I mean, Kane for and also we need to know if it's just for this game week. Is it a free hit? Are these transfers? I think if it's for this game week, hey, Cashew. keeps walking by. can I get a beer? Kane and Son, you gotta have Kane and Son. This game.
Yeah, Brownhill's quite aptly sit his first bench, couldn't he?
Yeah. Yep. Second bench.
Double game week. First bench. Surely.
Lamptey over Brownhill. Come on.
Bloody no way.
You and
no.
Your next thing you know, you're going to be getting Cody in your team testing, with your appearance
points. 1-2-1-2. Brownhill's a perfect pick for first bench from double game week. He scored last week. I mean, to be fair, I don't know how he scored, but he did. But anyway. Oh, God, I'm not answering that Avenger question. I don't even know.
Favorite Avenger and why, guys?
Avengers? What's that?
I don't remember which one the Avengers are. They're all...
No, me neither. Ask Ray. Ray, you tell us, Ray. I have no idea.
Groot. He's an Avenger, right? Groot?
Who?
That tree one? He's a tree.
Is he?
Yeah, he died. And then he came back to life because he's a tree.
I have no idea.
He's cool. He doesn't say anything. It's the best character. He says nothing.
can't
be a bad actor if you don't have any lines, right?
Yeah, we at least answer things about vegetables. It's far better. Have we got any more questions or should we bugger off?
I think you need to get to bed, my friend.
I'm knackered. I am absolutely get tired out. To bed, can you tell? Yeah.
It's hard being in the 69 position. Right?
Seriously?
Well, I don't know.
Wife's in the Philippines. If I was doing that, I'd be in deep trouble.
I you're posting it all over Twitter. Hey, I'm 69. I'm in the 69.
Everybody's favorite.
Okay, this is devolving, isn't it? We better get out of here before we embarrass ourselves any
Let's
further.
Let's get out of here.
Wait, yeah, Ray okay. says Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America. Lol. Yeah, those are all really lame superheroes.
Anyway, just who likes me net that whole t-shirt look?
Yes, I like it.
Who would like some net that whole merchandise? DM me on Twitter. DM us. We need to start. We're going to start to look at it. Ray's actually in the chat. Ray is going to help us try and find the right merch, and then we're going to get it marketed for the new year.
Mariner,
new season.
I think I'll be using some products this weekend. We'll talk about them next week.
Mine are here as well.
Yeah. I have them here, ready to use them, get them going this weekend, and we'll let everyone know.
They might call the RSPCA, though, because I'm going to go after the cat.
Oh, God. We should have ended this stream 5 minutes ago.
Oh, guys. Anyway, look, right. Gabe, thank you very much for coming on. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Sorry if I've been tongue-tied most of the night, getting the wrong teams and the wrong players and this, that, and the other. That's normal for me, though, isn't it?
You're a trooper, man. You're a trooper.
If you haven't already liked the stream, give us a like, hit subscribe, hit the bell. If you're kind enough to want to join as a member of Net That Hall, please do check out the channel. It's a very, very small donation every month. It's £1.99, I think, is it? I think we've put it as. That's in pounds. And that is purely to cover the costs of things like StreamYard and this, that, and the other, in order so that we can keep improving and keep making quality content, which I think, well, I like to think everybody told me they love it. So I've not heard anything different. So anyway, Gabe, all the best. Guys, free hits. Let's see your drafts. DM me on, send them all, don't DM me, put them all on Twitter. Let's keep talking. I'll share my free draft as we get close to deadline. Gabe, if you're free, and you're going to do that?
Yeah, I'll do the same. Just don't share the cough, please, with us.
Don't worry. I did the lateral flow test this morning before I got here. I'm negative. It's fine.
We will share it. And obviously, I've been moving houses, so I've not been as active on Twitter recently. But I will be in the next couple of days and in preparation for the next game week. And I will share my free hit. I don't know. I might advise you to just copy Mariner, given his season. Go 69. You never know.
Let's see how it goes. Anyway, guys, all the best. Net that hole, and we will see you next week. All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.